Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 31st, 2009. Today's message is titled, Considering God's Wonders. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to prepare and share these messages each weekday morning and find ourselves sitting here in our desk today, realizing it's the last day of July 2009. How life increasingly seems to fly by as we age. Today's text is taken from Job 37, verse 14.
Stop and consider God's wonders.
Our home overlooks a country lane that parallels a large field presently planted in tall field corn. We're so blessed to have this preserved farmland across from us. Preserved means there is a restriction on the deed limiting present and future use, at least in our lifetime, to agriculture. This outstanding view is one of the main reasons we bought our home 8 years ago.
And during this season, thousands of fireflies appear each night like tiny twinkling Christmas lights strung all throughout the field. I wish we could capture it in a picture, and we've talked about it and even played around with our camera.
It just can't do it.
But it is, to the eye, a stunning scene.
It's amazing photos that you really can't capture like you see it. And one is a sunset, and we try so often. And I have seen beautiful sunset photos, but I've really never seen, and actually I looked today, for a scene of multiple fireflies. I do have a couple photos on the site today of a little girl catching a firefly, and then of from a National Geographic site, a close-up of an individual firefly. But this scene is outstanding because it's like twinkling Christmas lights. The firefly is a bioluminescent insect, scientifically known as Pyractomina borealis. It sure is an interesting creature, and we marvel as a family observing this special creation of God. I sure hope you've all caught a firefly at some time in your life and held in your hand. They have a very distinct odor, which I can still remember from playing with them as a child. We call them lightning bugs in Missouri, where I grew up. Is that what you call them, Brooksine? Same in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. It's not necessarily an unpleasant odor, but it is distinct. It is believed to be from defensive chemicals the fireflies secrete to deter predators. Birds, spiders, and lizards have learned that fireflies will make them sick, so they leave them alone.
Well, interestingly, a firefly is not hot or even warm to the touch. Amazingly, nearly 100% of a firefly's luminescent energy is converted to light, while a typical light bulb only gives off 10% of its energy as light, with 90% of it being wasted as heat. By the way, the light has a romantic purpose.
Because fireflies tend to fly low to the ground and are not very fast, they're easy prey for children and, well, actually for adults, although I seem to have a harder time catching them than I used to. In Baltimore in the 1950s, thousands of children caught fireflies and took them to Johns Hopkins University researchers, who paid 25 cents per 100 live bugs. It was a pretty good deal back in the early 1950s, I bet. In the summer of 1952, one boy turned in more than 37,000. We wondered if he was capturing these bugs in his sleep. Well, some feared at that time the area's firefly population would be wiped out. But if it was ever threatened, it recovered just fine.
During Job's trial, he had four human comforters. Elihu, who was younger, spoke after the three other friends. His viewpoint on Job's suffering is surely not the final one, and like all human perspectives on this mysterious subject, it is flawed and incomplete. God has the final word later in the book. But Elihu makes some interesting points in trying to minister to Job that I believe are very helpful, particularly at the end of his discourse where he points to God's creative wonders.
He urges Job, and I again repeat our daily text, stop and consider God's wonders. I believe that's a good exercise in getting a proper perspective on any matter. A few verses earlier, Elihu declared, "How great is God beyond our understanding."
How can you explain the firefly using an evolutionary model? I'm sure it's been attempted and various theories have been postulated. Believing these theories is like taking a leap in the dark, but is the only available option for those who have rejected the biblical creator. The firefly is just one of scores of God's wonders.
Today, let us encourage you to consider God's wonders. His wonders abound, surrounding us night and day. And then hear this important reminder from Elihu, another lesson. Remember to extol his work, which men have praised in song. Well, I noticed last night the fireflies in our area are nearing the end of their two-month life cycle, as there were a lot fewer twinkling lights outside. However, another distinct observation of a summer insect has begun as we turn the summer calendar page to the dog days of August. That's the nearly deafening noise of the cicada. Is that how you say that?
Cicada.
We always called them locusts growing up. Synchronizing their buzzing in the trees. It's a neat sound.
Let's pray together. Father, we do extol your work and praise you with our lips, with our voice, and with our devotion to follow you all the days of our lives. We stop and consider your great wonders and mighty works as we acknowledge you to be the creator of all things. Your ways are perfect and beyond human understanding. It is all the more reason why we must rely on you for your guidance and not lean on our own understanding. Today we acknowledge you in all our ways and ask you to direct our paths and increase our understanding. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Well, we realize it's been a bit of a different lesson today and a nature lesson, and we believe we can learn so much from God's created order. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We post these messages each weekday. Normally, there'll be a few times we miss every now and then. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, July 31st, 2009. You can go to our site today or during the weekend. You will see the message in the accompanying photos. If not, just go back to the message dated July 31st. We do have several photos up from our journey yesterday. We like to share a bit of our lives, and we had a journey yesterday in our chaplain responsibilities in the eastern part of Lancaster County, and I think there's some photos you may enjoy looking at. We do recommend one song today. The song that came to mind as I prepared the message by Chris Tomlin, and I found an online version of Chris Tomlin singing the song. It's a song titled God of Wonders. It just fits, whether it's look to the galaxies beyond or looking at a tiny insect like the firefly. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged in your walk with Christ as you stay faithful to him.